Meile, it is Zerik, which is a Yochel, which is a Yochel. But then he says, no, maybe the Kalvachemer of Lachir Meis Mechit Lasmu Kolshku, that the Gemara mentions in connection with the Gava Kesel that he has a dinner is a Yochel, so it's only Shayach Likabi Gava Kesel, but it's not Shayach Likabi the Mikema Kesel. Why? Because the Gava Kesel has Moke, has Chol Dalet, Avya Dalet. So maybe it can be a Yochid. Masha'imkin, the Mikema Kesel, that's autumn. There is no hollow space. There is no hollow space. And even if you have certain cracks, let's say in the wall, but it's not Avedalet, so maybe it couldn't become a Rishla Yochid. So the first Loshen in Reb Chaim is that even though he doesn't have Avedalet, so the Kalvachimel Lachir Mislech Lasmu Kolshkin applies, and even the Mikema Kesel and the Mikema Shalai. Now he says that Rishta Yochid requires Karkes, so Mele, the same Kalvachimel that applies to Kesel can apply to the Shalai too. So that's the first Loshen. The second Loshen is not that in order to be Rishta Yochid there must be hollow space, Avadalet, and the Mikema Kesel does not have Avadalet. So it's autumn, and even if there are cracks, but there is no Avadalet, so Rishta Yochid it cannot become. But the same Kalvachema does apply. Why? Because the same Kalvachema implies two things. First of all, the Kalvachema implies that in Lachirim is Mechitze, if the Achirim can become Erish, if the Achirim, the enclosed space becomes Erish Yochid, so Memele, the Mechitze itself, is certainly Erish Yochid. And then, Mechitzes are also Mafkiya, the Din Erish Rabin, let's say according to the Rambam. So three Mechitzes, as a Din of Mokim Ptur, so three Mechitzes do not convert the area into the enclosed space, into a Erish Yochid, but they still convert it into a Mokim Ptur. So Mimele, suppose you have three mechitzes, according to the Rambam, that the enclosed space is in Mokim Ptur. It's not a Rishta Yochid. Not a Rishta Yochid. So we still can apply the same Kalvachimel, Lachir Meis Mechitze, to be Mafkiya, the Din Rishus Arabim, that it becomes a Mokim Ptur. So Atzmai Kolshkin, that this Kesel becomes a Mokim Ptur. So Mimele, even if we say that we cannot apply the Kalvachimel to make the Mikema Kesel, that is autumn, that does not have Avedalet, into a Rishus Ayochid, because it doesn't have Avedalet, but Lechola Poches, it can be Mavkiya, the Din Rishus Rabin. So Mimele is Potter, Zorak Averes is Potter, because the Mikema Kesel does not have a Din of Rishus Rabin, so there is no Hanoche in the Rishus Rabin. This is what Reb Chaim says. Now, anyway, so Reb Chaim takes it for granted that the Kalvachemer applies not only to the Gava Kesel, the Kalvachemer applies also to the Mikema Kesel. But the question is, if we apply the Kalvachemer, does it only mean that it's Mafkiya the Din Rishus Rabin, but the Rishus Yochid doesn't become because there is no Avadalet, or even without Avadalet becomes a Rishus Yochid? Now, if we say that the Mikema Kesel also becomes a Rishus Yochid without Avadalet, so then the question arises against Reb Chaim, why do we have to resort to a special halacha of Churi Rishus Yochid? What does Churi Rishus Yochid mean? Churi Rishus Yochid means there is a hole in the wall. Alright, we can find Churi Rishus Yochid even not in the wall, but let's say there is a crevice in the karka of the Rishus Yochid. But the usual case of Churi Rishus Yochid means a chair. I mean, how the old Rishonim visualize Churi Rishus Yochid? A chur in a case. It's mashma from Loshen HaGemara in the first parak that Churi Rishus Yochid is reference to a chair in a case. So if we say that the whole kalvachim of lachir meis mechitz lasmu kolshkin, that it becomes a Rishus Yochid, only applies to the gava case, but it doesn't apply to the Mikema Kesel, then we can understand, let's say even according to Reb Chaim's second Loshen. So we have to resort to a special halacha of Churi Rishus Yochid, that it should become a Rishus Yochid. Let's say if you have in the wall a hole. So, and there is no Avadalet, so Mele Mitzad, the Kalachimah, Lachir Mishrechlas, it couldn't become a Rishus Yochid, but it becomes a Rishus Yochid even without Avadalet. any crack because of Chorosh Ayichud. But if we say like the first Lashon Reb Chaim, that the Mekeima Kesel becomes a Rishis Ayochit even without Avadalet, so why do we have to resort to a special aloche of Chore Rishis Ayochit? So we can find the Chetimtzes, not only a Chetimtzes of a Chore Rishis Ayochit not in the Kesel, but even when the Chayim is in the Kesel, we can also find the Chetimtzes. Let's say according to the Rambam, but we can find the Chetimtzes even not according to the Rambam. According to the other Rishayim. According to the other Rishayim. Suppose someone built three Mechitzes around a certain area. So it became a Rishus Ayochet. And then later on, he decided to build a fourth Kesa. And there was a hole in the fourth Kesa. So we couldn't say on the basis of Lachir Meisim Mechitze, Li'atzme Likolshkin, we couldn't say that the hole in the fourth wall that was built later on and the whole enclosed area had a din of Rishayochit before too, that now it should become a Rishayochit on the basis of Lachir Meisim Mechitze Li'atzme Likolshkin. Because it's not, we don't need it Lachir Meisim Mechitze. It was a Rishayochit, the enclosed space was a Rishayochit before. But on the basis of Chure Rishayochit, so even the hole in the fourth wall that was built later on after the whole enclosure were headed in Rishayochit for some time, so even the hole in the fourth wall acquires a Rishayochit on the basis of Chure Rishayochit. That's according to the other Rishayim. According to the Rambam can also visualize, because according to the Rambam, so if you have three mechitzes and no fourth mechitze at all, so then it's a mokim p'tur min raisi. But if you set up any token mechitze, even a lechi, so min raisi becomes converted into Rishis Ayochit. So suppose you had three mechitzes, and then the fourth side you put up a lech. One post, the yosef, you set up a yosef. Then, later on, you put up a whole wall. So, that whole wall was not necessary to convert the enclosed area into Rishis Ayochit, because the whole area became a Rishis Ayochit before too. It became before too. So, Mimele, but and then there is a chayah in that wall. So then we have to resort to the aloha of Rishis Ayochit to that this chayah should become a Rishis Ayochit. Or even, let's say, suppose now the aloha is that if it's not more, if there is an opening, a gap in a wall, in a mechitza, in a fence, and if the gap is not more than Esrim Amor, so that's considered like a Pesach. So it's not Mafgia the Dimechit. Only if it's more than Esar Amor, so then it's not a Pesach. But if it's not more than Esar Amor, so it's considered a Pesach without Tzures HaPesach. In other words, let's say you have on this side, you have boards, and then, but at one point there is a gap. And if that gap is not more than Esar Amor, so it doesn't affect the mechitze. It doesn't affect the mechitze. So suppose you had three mechitzes, four mechitzes, but on each side you had gaps where it was open. Then you set up a very low mechitze. A very low mechitze, less than 10 tvoch. Less than 10 tvoch. So, and then there is a hole. So then, on the basis of Lachir Meis Mechitza L'Atzmei Kolshken, so you cannot say that hole should have a din of Rishis Ayochit. I mean, first of all, it's less than 10 tvochim high. But on the basis of Chur Rishis Ayochit, it will become Rishis Ayochit. So in other words, so there are many, many situations where we have to resort to Choresh Zayochid, and we couldn't have recourse to the Aloche of Lachirim Isim Mechitza Latzim Lekoshim. Now let's see the Rashba. There is a very strange Loshin in the Rashba, and this Gemara. The Rashba also is the same Kashi. He was bothered by the same thing. Why does the Gemara say Umukev Likamales? Why doesn't the Gemara say Umukev Lishus Arab? Umukev. Include Lishus Arab. So, Kesel Rishus Rabbi, Govei Ayud Vin Rochet Arba, Umukev Likamles, Vyose Rishus Ayoch, Mistabre, Vyhodi Yitzrich Lemeima, Kol Han Lememre, Kol Hame, Mishum Dimikore Hoye Mokim Pto, Vyachshov, so it's, the Rashba doesn't say the same thing as Tesvis. The Tesvis Rosh is, his mom is the same Rosh as Tesvis, but the Rashba says something else. Ki, Mistabre, Vyhodi Yitzrich Lemeima, Kol Hame, Mishum Dimikore Hoye Mokim Pto, ועכשיו כשגוד הרק המלץ ונאסס ממילא על דמחיצה זו רישוס היוחד והיל כך מבוי עלי קיבנדל נסחדי שום דובור בגופי של קיסל זה ומקורי היא מוקיפטו יאז לינן ביבוס המקורי אוי דילמו קיבנדי מכל מוקי על יודאו נאסי רישוס היוחד אפי כרישוס היוחד אבל אם התחילו God Akamles, Biaba Mechitzes, Pshitalei, the Afalpi, Shein, Amechitzes Rechoves Dalet, Chayev, Kimchitzes Rishayochid, Bishayochid, Kishemni Arbereisha Mechitzo, the Havali Kechure Rishayochid, Shein Kishayochid. So let's forget for a moment the last expression, which is altogether strange. But what does the Rashba say up to this point? When he says the Havalei Kichure Rishus Ayochid Shein Kirshus Ayochid, so he says the Hodi Misach Mishim Likore Hoye Mokim Ptu V'Achshav Kichshigod Rakamles V'Nases Mimele Al Dimichitze Zu Rishus Ayochid V'Hilkach Miboyalei Kimnel Nischadi Shum Dovo Bigufi Shal Keis Ze U'Mikore Hi Mokim Ptu. In other words, how does Rashi apply this Gemara? Where there was a kesel that was makif, a bikur. It's a makif a bikur. And then, the kesel zeh, he kif a bikur, sho iso kamles, val yodei naser ishus hayochit. So in other words, that means, so apparently the Rashba visualizes this Gemara shaile in respect to this case. Where, let's say, you had a bikur, so that was a kamelis, and then there was one kesel standing in the bikur. It was near the rishus rabin, but the kesel was makif for some time a bikur, and for some time that was the only kesel. It didn't have the other song. So all this time that the bikur had just one kesel, what kind of a status did that Kesel have that stood in the bikur? In Mokim Tu. Then later on, he set up more mechitzes, and he converted it into a Rishus HaYochid. So Mimele, he says, the Shaili of Rabbi Yechen was, Kivim Miboyle, Kivim Dele Mischadi Shum Dovo Bikufi Shal Kesel Ze, Umikore Hoyo Mokim Tu, Yazlin and the Bibosam Mikore. He doesn't mean what this is, it says, I mean, that's obvious. Umikore he mokim tu he has linen basam mikore oy dilmo, because the same kesel existed before and no chidush took place in that kesel existed before. What chidush took place? He added more ksolim on the other side, but that kesel was there all the time, and that kesel that was there for some time had it dinov mokim tu. So, but then he put up other ksol. So, do we say he has linen be basam ikore? And loy nischadei shum dovo begufei shal kesel ze. So, do we see that the Rashba certainly does not mean what it is? It says it means something else altogether. So, since it's loy nischadei shum dovo begufei shal kesel ze, so memele it continues to have the same status. But it says, אבל אם התחילו גודה קרמלס באבא מחיצס פשיטלי. So it certainly doesn't mean what Teisve says, what the Teisve Srit says, because according to Teisve, the difference consists in a kesel that was set up and heretofore Rishus Rabim, and a kesel that was and mechitzes that were set up and heretofore Kamlas. But the Rashba distinguishes, he contrasts a heretofore Kamlas in both. In both situations, it's a heretofore Kamalas. But in one situation, so he set up all the mechitzes together at the same time, and that's a pshites. And in the other situation, so there was one kesel for a long time, and now he set up additional kesel. Avol im itchilo goda Kamalas bi arba mechitzes pshitale the aval pi sheinam mechitzes rechoves dalet. From this lotion of the Rashba, it's mashma that this Rashba, I mean, there are other Rashbas which are to the contrary, but he says Avol mitchilo goda karmeles be'arba mechitzes, so it indicates like the Shittas Rambam, because according to the other Rishonim, why does it have to say Avol mitchilo goda karmeles be'arba mechitzes? The Sholish mechitzes. So you could say Lavdavki. All right, anyway. So Avol mitchilo goda karmeles be'arba mechitzes. Pshitalei, the aval pishin amchitzes rechoves dalet is chayev. So in other words, so what does he say? So far the Rashba says that the Gemara knew, Rabbi Yechanan knew very well that there is such a halacha of la'achir emes mechitz la'achir kol shvi. But the Abaye of Rabbi Yechanan had reference to a case where a certain case existed before, and then he didn't, and for a certain time he did not have a nefesh hayochid. Can its status all of a sudden change, even though nothing was nischadish begufishal kesel? So maybe it cannot, the status of that kesel cannot change. But in a case where all the ksolim are set up at the same time, then Rabbi Yechanan also knew that we say lachir meis mechibah nechosh. Right. So it's not difficult. But the last expression in the Rashba is very strange. Avol mitchilo goda kamles be'arba mechitzes pshitalei de'afol pishin amchitzes rechoves dalet chayim kimchitzes rishayochid b'shayochid kishanuyach bereisho mechitzo. So why was it a pshites? Because of this kalachema. But in that case, Rabbi Yechanan knew very well that we applied the kalachema. But in the case where nothing was nischadish b'gufishal kesel, he wasn't so sure. So then, Ule said that even in that case, we apply the Sivalchina. So why does he conclude the Havale Kechure Rishus Hayochin Rishus Hayochit? So it's mashma from the Lashon of the Rashba that the whole halacha of Chure Rishus Hayochit, the Rishus Hayochit, is based upon the Kalochim. Because what does Chure Rishus Hayochit mean? Chure Rishus Hayochit means the usual example of Chure Rishus Hayochit is a Chir in the case. Echer in the case. So Mimele, alright, so I mentioned we can find Chure Rishus Hayochid if you set up, let's say, in the middle of a certain site where there was a gap. So you set up, let's say, a kesel that is only 9 tvochim high. So Mimele doesn't even have a Shem Mechitze, but it has a hole. So Mimele on the base of Rishus Hayochid. Alright, but that's not the usual example of Chure Rishus Hayochid. The usual example of Chure Rishus Hayochid is a chayr in a kesel that is at least 10 tvochim high. So Mimele, according to the Rashba, it's mashma that the reason as to why Chure Rishus Hayochid is based upon the kalachim. So, in other words, so Adrabe, if we say, so from the Rashba, it appears that Kalvachemer applies to the Mekema Kesel. So in other words, even if it's completely autumn, it has a Rishus Hayochid. So certainly any crack, any hole in that Kesel is a Rishus Hayochid. Even without that hole, the Mokim, that is autumn, has it in a Rishus Hayochid. So that's mashma from the Rashba Shittin. Right, so it's a big chiddush. Now let's see what the Ritva says. I mean the Ritva, the so-called Ritva. Kaiser ist ein Rabbi, und Mukir Kikamles, wie Yosser ist ein Joch, Pirush, gegen Scha Kaiser Zeo, Yomafsik, Kilo, bin ich ein Rabbi mit Kamles. Wahakei, Hishlim Heke von Kamles, wie der ist Yosser ist ein Joch, Wahaine, Lishne, wie komm, aber Mukir Kikamles, und wie Yosser ist ein Joch, und wie Chai Gavne, wie Chudu, die kommen mit Boilei, wie Fisch Acher, Asir, Shalaisi Kaiser, Adayin, Hoyo Kamles, aber Acher, אבל היכה שבעשייה, סויסי קייסל נעשה כמול שזה יוכיח לשפיר שרשי עזל, וחייגב נפשיט עליה כאילו להכיר מסוכלת וכושר. So it's like the Rajbo, but except that the Ritvo here doesn't mention that the, why is it the Pshites where he makes all the Ksolim בבסחס because of חור יש היוכ. That the Ritvo doesn't say. But the Rajbo says it. Now, the Miri, one second. Kisla Abayis, Avon Pishin Rechov im Abo, Veinam Rishus Ayochid Mitzad Atzmo, Hamshamish Al Gabon Chayim, Kol Sheis Im Chitzal Acherin, Kol Shkin Shueis Al Atzmo, Vafil Hoyo Kisla Zeh Nase, Likavonas Rishus Ayochid, Elo Likavonas Hekif Kamlis, Kei Mokim Shehu Mukev Bisholish Ksolim, Bisholish Kislim, Vihishlim Bo Esarviz, Hoyi Elo Mikol Mokim, Al Yodo Naso Rishus Ayochid, הרי אין כרשוס היוחד וזה שתופסו בהקף קרמלס ולתופסו בהקף רשוס הרבי מפני שאין רשוס הרבי נעשה רשוס היוחד בהקף מחיצה אחס שאם יהיה שום שלישו קרמלס וזה שקירו קייסל בשוס הרבי מפני שהקרמלס הוא יסומך לרשוס הרבי ובו זה הוא בונו קייסל רבי בכניסה לרשוס הרבי. In other words, according to some Rishenim, so the Tzio, Rabbi Yechon has reference to a case where there was one Kesel existing there for some time, and now he set up additional Ksolim, three more Ksolim. According to the Miri, Rabbi Yechon has reference to the case where there were three Ksolim already. Three Ksolim already. And then, so, Mimele, because Vizeh Shekeru HaKesel B'Shus Rabim, Mipnei Shehakamel Shesol B'Shus Rabim, Ubozeh Kanis Lovri. So he says, Vizeh Shetofso Behekev Kamelis, Velitofso Behekev B'Shus Rabim, Mipnei Shein B'Shus Rabim, Naser B'Shus Ayochid, Behekev Mechitze Achas, Shim Yeish Lom Shleisho Kamelis, Vizeh Shekeru, Kesel B'Shus Rabim, Shekamel Shesol B'Shus Rabim, Ubozeh Ubono Kesel Lovri. And how many Ksolim were there before? Enclosing that space, that area, three Ksolim. So what kind of Idin did it have? A Kamales, a Mokim Tur. That's in line with the Shilas Aramba. Now he came, and he set up the fourth Mechitze. And the fourth Mechitze made it into a Rishus Ayochit. So the Aloha is that all the Ksolim acquire a din of a Rishus Ayochid. So in other words, the Chiddush is that even though we already had three Ksolim before, and the three Ksolim before converted the same area into a Mokim Ptur, now by setting up a fourth Kesel, so all the fourth Ksolim are converted into a Rishus Ayochid. Now, so we see that the Shittas HaRashbo is mamish like Reb Chaim. I mean, Reb Chaim doesn't say that the whole halacha of Chur Rishus Ayochid is based upon the Kal V'Chomer. But Reb Chaim says in one lashon that the Kalachim El Achirim is that the Kolshkin applies not only the Gaba Keisel, but even to the Mekeima Keisel, even though it's up in one Lashon he says it. So that is implicit in the Rashi. Now, so the question is this. Now, when I ask the Kashi against Reb Chaim, how can he say that the Mekeima Keisel is also Mishzayochi, not only the Gaba Keisel? So why do we have to resort to a special halacha lachir meisim mechitza latzim kolshkin? Let every chayr in the keisel be every chayr in the keisel. Let it have a din of a rishus hayochid on the basis of the kalachena, without the special halacha of chorish hayochid. So I said there is an afkemini. The afkemini is, suppose you have ksolim, so it is rishus hayochid. But let's say in the middle of each side you have a gap, and the gap is not more than 10 amos. So that is a din of a Pesach. So that's not mafkia the din mechitze. That's not mafkia the din mechitze. And then he set up, let's say, in that gap, he set up, in the open space, in the gap, he set up a mechitze of 5 tvachim, of 8 tvachim, 9 tvachim. So memele, lachirim is a mechitze latzim kolshkin, we couldn't apply, because it's not a mechitze. But if there is a hole, so on the basis of chur rishus hayochid, so it will have a din rishus hayochid. Now, the question arises, according to the Rashba, that the whole din of Chur Rishus Hayochid is a Rishus Hayochid, is grounded in the Kalachimah. So, Bishleime, if the Chaya happens to be in a case that is Govia Yud, so then we can understand. But what if we have such a situation? You have such a situation, let's say, we have 3 Mechitzes, and then let's say, according to most Rishenim, So the fourth mechitza is not even needed midrash. So it's a rishus hayochid anyway. And let's say even according to the Rambam, so we have 3 mechitzas, and then he put up a yoseit, a lechi, just at the corner. So he put up a yoseit, and then he put up a kesel over the whole length. After there has been a yoseit for some time, he put up a kesel that is lower than 10 tvachim, and there are holes in that kesel. So will the Rashba say that those holes do not have a din rishus hayochid? After all, it doesn't make any difference. Chur rishus hayochid is rishus hayochid. But according to the Rashba, the whole din of chur rishus hayochid is grounded in the kalachemer. Lachir mis mechitze. But if the hole happens to be in let's say on the fourth side, that is a mechitze on the fourth side that is not a mechitze al bedin, that is less than 10 tvachim high, so we cannot say lachir meis mechitze las mekobosh. Now, why don't I ask, let's say, suppose there is a kesel in the middle of the rishus hayochid, there is, let's say, a chotzer that is mukev mechitzes, but in the center of the chotzer he said there is a kesel, and in that kesel there are holes, so we certainly couldn't apply the kalachemer. The answer is, as far as a hole in a kesel that is set up in the middle of the rishus hayochid, we don't have to resort to any halacha, because then so the whole space is mukev mechitzes. So in other words, if instead of a kesel being set up in that space, so it would have a din rishus hayochid because it's mukev the mechitzes. So the kesel also is mukev the mechitzes, the 4 mechitzes all around. So there we don't have to resort. So then it wouldn't be even be an example of chur rishus hayochid. But suppose there are 3 mechitzes, and the whole enclosed space with the lechi on the fourth side. So the whole enclosed space has a din of rishus hayochid, and then on the fourth side, not inside the mechitzes, not within the enclosure, but on the fourth side, so he sets up a mechitze less than 10 tvachim high. So he couldn't. So according to the Rashba and the Achirim, in that case, so it is obvious that the Rashba will also agree that those Achirim have a din of rishus hayochid. But according to the Rashba, that the whole din of rishus hayochid is grounded in the kalachim el achirim is mechitze. But here it's not achirim is mechitze. It's nothing. But we don't need anything. So we have to say, and I mentioned it once, that actually, I mean, even the Rishenim who say, I mentioned that in connection with Sukkah, in connection with Shabbos, even the Rishenim who say that with three mechitzes, that three mechitzes convert the area into Erishus HaYochid Midaraisa. So it doesn't mean that Erishus HaYochid essentially comes into existence just with three mechitzes. No. Erishus HaYochid by definition means that it is shut off from the adjoining environment, from the adjoining space on all four sides. That's Erishus HaYochid by definition. But most Rishonim say that if you have three mechitzes, and so then it is considered Erishus HaYochid, because al pidin, if you have three mechitzes, even though the fourth side is completely open, b'mtzias, al pidin it's considered shalom. It's considered chotus, as if there had been a mechitzes. Now, we have to say this according to the Rambam, certainly. According to the Rambam, so if you have three mechitzes, and not even melechi on the fourth side, so midraise, it's a mokim tov. It's not a shalom. But if you set up just one yosei, at the corner, so then it becomes converted to Sayochid. Why? I mean, just the Yosef. The answer is, the Aloch is, if you have just the Lechi on the fourth side, and you have Mechitzes Gmures on all the other three sides, so the whole fourth side is considered Chotz. When we say that if you have a gap in any mechitze, and if the gap is not more than Eser Amo, so then it's all right. So what does it mean? That it doesn't have to be chotzus completely. Of course, mechitze by definition means that it's chitzitz all the way. But the halach is, if there is a gap not more than Eser Amo, so then it's a Pesach. So it's like Tzures HaPesach. What does Tzures HaPesach mean? That it's Choytzeitz, Tzures HaPesach, Al Pidin. So here too, so it's not difficult, even according to the Rajbo, that the Rajbo says, that the whole din of Lachir Meisim Mechitza, Li'atzmi Likolshu, is grounded in, the Rajbo says that the whole din of Chur, Rishus HaYochid, is grounded in the Kalva Chemia of Lachir Meisim Mechitza, La'atzim Likolshkin. So the question arose, suppose you have a kesel on the fourth side, or in any side, in that gap, and it's only 5 Tvachim High, 9 Tvachim High, so it's not a Mechitza. So how can we apply? And obviously, even according to Rajbo, it would have a Erishus HaYochid, any hole in that mechitze. But according to Rajbo, that it's grounded in the Kalvachim, Lachir Meisim Mechitze. Here, it's not Lachir Meisim Mechitze, it's less than Tvachim. So the answer is, in view of the fact that in order to be Erishus HaYochid, it must be Chotzutz. You must have mechitzes on all four sides, without any gap. But if you have a gap, and it's not more than a Saramo, so it's considered like a Pesach. Or if you have the whole fourth side open, so even though without that it's a Erishus HaYochid, so it's because we consider as if there had been a mechitza. So even without any mechitza, not even a mechitza that is 5 tvachim high, we would imagine as if there is a mechitza of 10 tvachim high. So mimele, when we have an actual fence of 5 tvachim high, 8 tvachim high, 9 tvachim high. So we certainly can consider that this mechitza is 10 tvachim high, because even if there had been no fence on that side, we would say there is a mechitza. So if there is a fence, but it's not high enough, we certainly can say that it's high enough. So mimele, we can still apply the kalvachomer of lachirim if there is a hole. So mele, even the mocking of that fence that is less than 10 tefachim high also has is also lachir meisim mechitzeh, because without a mechitzeh on all sides, it wouldn't have an erech sayachik. Yes, what is it?
Just two short things. Maybe we could say that you don't have to say that it's as if the coastal is yud tefachim, but simply that on that side with the short coastal, it's considered that the whole coastal is within rishus hayachid, that the alpi
but it's outside the enclosure. I mean, it's outside the enclosure.
So
the enclosure, you see, you have let's say three mechitzes this way, and that. And then the castle is over here, so it's outside the enclosure.
Now, why can't you say in the reverse in the Rashba that the Kal Vachomer is to tell us that the din of Puri Rishus Yochid, which maybe you learned from somewhere else, even applies to a case where it's Lo Micha Tashmishta?
Yeah.
And that's what the Kal Vachomer is.
Well, of course, according to the Rashba, it goes without saying that according to Rashba, what was mentioned several times, that it appears from many Rishonim, from Rashi, from Tesis, from the Rosh, that the din of Chorish Zayochid is a aloche, that it becomes bottled the Rosh Zayochid because of the Tashmish in the Rosh Zayochid. That's true according to Rashi, that's true according to Tesis, that's true according to Tesis Rosh, but not according to Rashbo. According to Rashbo, so the whole aloche of Chorish Zayochid emanates from the Kalachim.
Why can't you say that that's what the Rashbo means? How is it Mokruf that?
No, because he says, Rabbi Yechanan had Nabaye as to whether we apply the Kal Vachomer in the case where it's Nischadesh Begufish Al Kesel Klum. But Mashayin Keif at the same time, he said up all the cases, so then we certainly apply the Kal Vachomer. But then he concludes, because like Chorosh Layoch. So in other words, so that means, why does he mention Chorosh Layochit? So in other words, we cannot say, you see, what the Rashbo is telling us is that we shouldn't think that Rabbi Yechanan had a suffix whether we deduce that Kal Vachomer or not. So he says, that's impossible. Because if Rabbi Yechanan was not sure of the whole existence of that Kal Vachomer, of the whole concept of Lachir Meisim Chitzel Atzim Lekolshkin, so then Chur Rishus HaYochid shouldn't be Rishus HaYochid either. But Rabbi Yechanan certainly knew of the Aloch of Chorish Ayochid Rish Ayochid. So, and what is the din of Chorish Ayochid? It's grounded in Kal Vachomer. So Rabbi Yechanan obviously must have known that din, that Kal Vachomer. But Rabbi Yechanan didn't know whether we apply the Kal Vachomer to a kesel that existed before, and it did not for some time, it was a mokim ptur. And when his chadish Shum Dovah B'Gubishal Kesel, whether we say that out of the blue sky, so the status of the Kesel changes from Imokim Tur to Rishayim. Right.